this week in Mitzvah Shem is the Yortzeit of Rav Uli Strelitzker. The Rebbe Rav Uli from Strelitzker. A tzaddik which many of you have probably never heard stories before, never even heard the name. Because the Strelitzker Chassidus didn't have such a kiyum, got all the doyos. But the Rebbe Rav Uli, better known as the Sraf from Strelitzker. He was born out of the bracha of the Maggid from Mezrich, his father bracha, that he should be born. And he came into this world, and the Maggid said about him that he was Kaddish Merechem. Kaddish Merechem. And I had such hana. I always have hana learning the stories. Special hana with the stories of Rudy Strelitzker. I think you'll enjoy as well. He was called the Sraf. He was called the Fiery Angel. We'll see a few reasons why that is. But a very, very unique derech, a very sweet, sweet, sweet tzaddik. So strong, fire, fire. Shalom Belzer, Tzar Shalom from Belz. Explain the Maisa how he came to Rav Uli. Well, he wasn't his Rebbe Mavok, but he was Makabel from him. He said, from the days of Achi Ashiloini, which going back to the Nevi'im, there hasn't been a Baal Ruach HaKodesh like the Strelitzker. Of course, he was a great tzaddik and a big Avid Hashem, but he specialized in the Zenit of Ruach HaKodesh, whatever that means. The visioner said about him, the Strelitzker will be the right hand of Mashiach Tzidkein. Such a big shvachim in the visioner. Can you learn the word of Mizeh? When he first came to Reb Zusha, he went to the different tzaddikim, he was makabel from all of them. He lived in that kufa, contemporary of the Choyza. When he first came to Reb Zusha, it was Chanukah. And Reb Zusha told the gabbai that nobody should be allowed into the room. So as the gabbai was closing the door on his way out, so he tried to get in, he tried to sneak in, but the gabbai chopped him. And as he was closing the door, so he had no rachman as he closed it on the Strelitzker. And he says that he closed it on his neck. And he said that it was so tight against his neck that he was going to die. And he let out a shry before he passed out. He went like, ah! So Reb Zusha, like he was like preparing, he was making chachanas to light Neiris. So he turned to the gabbai and he says, open it for him. He says, but Rebbe, you said not to let anybody in. He says, I said not to let any people in. I said, I didn't say you can't let any malachim in. He went, as we mentioned, to many, many tzaddikim of the time. And he lived b'doichek mamish. Although his ikar Rebbe, his Rebbe Mufok, was Reb Shlomo Karliner. We spoke about Reb Shlomo Karliner a while back. And he lived with tremendous dachas, such poverty. And he was a very poor chassidus as well. We'll see it a little bit later. So his wife, she provided minimal amounts, whatever. They had food on the table, that was about it. And she worked in the home of one of the Goyne Hador. It's unclear whether it was Reb Chaim HaKohen Rappaport or the Yeshuas Yankov. And so out of Hakaras HaTov for the work that she was doing in the home, so the tzaddik, invited the Rebbetzin to come and spend Leil Seder by him. Let's say the Yeshuas Yaakov. And he didn't know of the Strelitzker. It wasn't revealed at the time. So when the Strelitzker came and he was sitting by the Seder, so he took one look at him and he saw that he was an Adam Chashev. He knew right away. So he turned to the Strelitzker and he said, It says about tzaddikim, "Vatakim mistarecha ki tzaddik ata." That a tzaddik, he keeps to his word. So it says in your ksuva, does it not say, "Va'ana aflich va'oikir va'ezon va'farnes yisi kehachas ha'duvayin yehudayin the palachin amaykim v'zanim v'farnes v'nashem v'koshla." Doesn't it say in the ksuva that you have to provide for your wife in a kavodik manner? So you're running around from rebbe to rebbe, and he says, "And your wife has to, get paid minimal wage by me." So is that the right thing to do? So the Shulchan Aruch said back, he says, it says in the Ksuba, just like you said, you have to be mafarnesin with an emes. He says, how am I supposed to know what emes is if I don't go to the Shlomo Karlina? He said. As we mentioned, there was a very poor chassidus, and this Rebbetzin, she once said to the Sralitzker, she said, he says, you're capable of doing anything. He says, why did the chassidim, we have to suffer so much for such poverty? He says, just find an Israelton and just bench everybody with parnas and gezunt and everything good. So he said, okay. So he opened up the doors of the Beis Medrash, and he said to all the chassidim, all the oilim who was there, he says, kol haritzel itzel yavav itzel, whoever wants to come, come. It's an Israelton. So all the chassidim line up. So one chassid comes in, he says, Rebbe, he says, please give me a bracha that I should say Baruch Shomer like you. Say Baruch Shomer like you. I said, I'll give you a bracha. Next one comes in and says, please, Rebbe, give me a bracha. I should say Aderes Ve'amuna like you. I should say Aderes Ve'amuna like you. So he gives him a bracha, each one like that. So he turns to the Rebbe and he says, no. He says, what do you want from me? He says, they don't want any parnasa. They don't care about it. That's the type of chassidus it was. It just wanted kulo ruchness. They didn't care about anything else. Oh, so why was it called the Strelitzker? Because he was from the city of Strelitz. Why was it called the Sraf? Why was it called the Sraf? A couple of reasons why. His avodah on Erev Yom Kippur was mamash lahafli. What happened was, by the Suda HaMafsekes, he would eat like Oig Melech HaBashan, mamash. They brought out all different types of food, this, that. It says that he had like, you know, four barrels of a med of this vash drink. He ate till he mamash couldn't move. That was the Suda HaMafsekes. So the Gabayim, he was so full, he was so heavy, that he couldn't walk to the Beis Medrash. Two Gabayim had to come and lift him, pick him up, and carried him into the Beis Medrash. As soon as he came to the Pesach of the Shul, so he put both his hands on the Amud, on the posts, on the doorposts, and he screamed out, Ma Noira Mokom Azeh. How amazing that the Pasuk in Vayetze, Yaakov even says that at the Makom HaMikdash. Ma Noira HaMakom HaZeh. And he says that he ran to the Amud, and he stood there from the night of Yom Kippur till the end of Yom Kippur. He didn't move from that spot. And he says that not only did he run there, but he didn't have to use the Beis HaKisei not once the entire time. So the Chassidim said the reason why it's called the Sraf is because the food that was inside of him, especially before him, it all got burnt up inside. It was completely disintegrated, whatever the word. Another reason why it was called the Sraf. There was a Yid who spent every Rosh Hashanah by the Chotzer from Lublin. And he always passed through the city of Strelitz in order to get to Lublin. And when word got out about the greatness of the Strelitzker, so he decided that Rosh Chodesh Elul he would spend by the Strelitzker, and then he would make his way to the Chayza for Rosh Hashanah. You see how much they were machshev, and this is just a regular chassid, you know. To be by the Rebbe from Lublin, they had to already leave, you know, before Chodesh Elul. It wasn't like he showed up on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Like, there was already in Rosh Hashanah mode way before Chodesh Elul. The minig of the Strelitzker was every single night he would come into the Beis Medrash and he would make a tour around the Beis Medrash and look at all the chassidim and to make sure everything was okay with them. He wasn't just looking to see, you know, what sefer they were learning. He was looking at all of his chassidim to make sure that in his Ruach HaKodesh we spoke about, that everything was good. And he said he was looking at the Strelitzker pacing back and forth, and he says that he was sitting in the room, and you know, when somebody paces back and forth, so when you look to the right, you see his face, but when he gets to the other side, you see his back. He said, every time he looked at the Strelitzker, he saw his face. He looked at the right, he saw his face. Then when he passed by, he looked to the left. He thought he would see his back. He kept seeing his face. And he says, something is weird. I don't understand what's going on. I'm going to ask the Chayzer from Lublin about this when I get to Lublin. So he gets there. It's a month later, though. And he forgets about the whole thing. So he davens Rosh Hashanah by the Chayzer, and he's about to leave. And he says that Chayza says to him before he leaves, he says, don't you live near Strelitz? He says, when you're passing by, when there's Strelitz again, He says, give my regards to the Strelitzker and tell him that I know he has more than one face. So he was in a pachet to say such a thing to the Strelitzker, but he had the orders of the Choyza. What is he supposed to do? He says, Rebbe, I came here mamash to tell you that. I was going to tell you that, but you read my mind. So he goes back to Strelitzk, and he says, Rebbe, I have to tell you something from the Choyza. The Choyza says, he says he knows you have more than one face. So Strelitzk says, this is not true. He says, I have four faces. Because it says in Pasuk, V'arboa panam la'achas. It says about the Srafim. In Yechezkel, it says that the Srafim have four faces. He says, I don't have two faces, I have four faces. The Imam Yosef from Spinka told this story. A woman once came to the Strelitzker and she cried and she said that her son was taken, you know, to the army. And when that happened, come on, sometimes you never saw them again. So she was sitting with the Strelitzker, and the Strelitzker, he heard her, and he says, it's not really what you think it is. It's only a sickness. So she said, I don't know. So she thought maybe that the Rebbe didn't hear. So she says, Rebbe, my son, he was taken to the army. So the Rebbe says, don't worry. It's only a sickness. It's only a sickness. So she didn't know what to do. So she went back home, and she gave up, basically. She didn't get a bracha from the Rebbe, and she thought that was... He would play Yeshuas for her. So all of a sudden, her son shows up a short while later. This is what happened. He says that he developed some type of a sickness while he was there, that everybody who in the army was very scared that it would be infectious, that everybody was going to get sick. So as soon as they saw that he was sick, so they sent him home and said, we don't want him here anymore. Well, it's only a sickness. It's only a sickness. Once a Yid came to Strelitzk, and he pulled over on the wagon, and he was sitting in this kretchma with another Yid, and he had also come to see the Strelitzker. He said, where are you from? He said, I'm from Lita. He says, so Lita is very far from Strelitzk. What brings you here? He said, I'll tell you the truth. He says, I was once sick, and I was a goyses mamish. My time was up, and I closed my eyes and I saw they were bringing me to the Beis and Shemala. And there was malachim standing all around me, and they were about to make a din, a judgment on me. He says, all of a sudden there was a big rash. He says, all the malachim had a big pachad, and they said, what's going on? What's going on? He says, the Strelitzker is saying kedusha now. He says, everybody who was on the Beis and all the malachim, they all left and they ran. And they went to go hear the Kedusha of the Strelitzker. So he was able to slip away. So he said that I had a picture in my mind of what the Strelitzker looked like, and I remember the name Strelitzker. So when I woke up, I said, I'm gonna go to Strelitzker. I'm going to find the Tzaddik. I'm going to go to Strelitzker. And I see who this is. This is when I came to the Tish. So the Strelitzker sat down and he says, you know, when the Beis Din and the Pamalia Shamala, when they hear Keser, so he says, so then everybody starts to run. That's what he said when he showed up to the Tish. Everybody starts to run. What is everybody running about? As if to say, like, his Kedusha wasn't a big deal. What's everybody running about? What's everybody running about? So nobody knew what the Strelitzker was talking about except me. So I went over to the Strelitzker afterwards and I said, you know, Rebbe, I was that person. Of course the Rebbe knew that. He said, but the Rebbe didn't agree. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. So he pushed the Rebbe, and he said, and the Rebbe said, okay. He said, but just don't tell anybody. He said, no, Adrebbe, I'm going to tell everybody. So I have a chiv to tell everybody. L'man yedu v'yedu, that people should know what it means, a tzaddik, what it means, a Strelitzker. I have to tell. Once a Yid came to the Strelitzker, and he complained about his Yisurim. He said, Yisurim mamish. And the Strelitzker looked in his Ruach HaKodesh and he saw that there was nothing he could do to be poiled for him, not a tefillah, nothing. There's nothing which he could do. The only thing which he could do to save him from his tzaros was to be kabbalah upon himself. So the Strelitzker accepted upon himself this Yisurim of the Yid, and he didn't tell him, he just said, everything's going to be good for you, don't worry, you're going to be fine. He accepted upon himself the Yisurim. He says, right away, everything fell upon the Strelitzker. When he saw the Gabbai said, Rebbe, what happened to you? He says, I saw there was a seer, there's nothing he could do. I took upon myself. I says, Rebbe, how could you do such a thing? So he says, the Strelitzky lifted up his eyes to the heavens, and he said, Varna Shalem, says, why did you bring these Yisurim upon me? Was, am I chai of anything that should have these Yisurim? So as soon as he said that, it took it away from him right away. He was once at a tish, Yitzchok from Shavarsk said over the story, and he was in a tremendous dvekis in a hislavas. Actually, it was the middle of davening. And he let out a certain krechs in the middle of davening, like one of those heartbreaking krechs, you know, that tzaddikim do. So and after he made that krechs, he says, ah, these bugs, they bother me. That's what he said. The bugs, they keep bothering me. So afterwards, the Oilam was like, the bugs are bothering me. Everybody was talking about what the Rebbe means, the bugs are bothering me. And I said, Rebbe, what did you mean? The bugs are bothering me. He says, no, the bugs are bothering me. He says he had some type of a bug which was kept coming into his nose, so he made out a krechs and he like that. So says the Rebbe. So the Rebbe said, why did you say that? He says, because if I let out a krechs like that, everybody's going to say, oh, the Rebbe is such a dveikus. I wanted them to know that the bug was bothering me. Of course, he fooled them because it wasn't from the bug, obviously. Chaper, they said, because of the bug. He had a brother who was a bit of a nudge, and he didn't have the proper derech eretz for the strelitz girl. Like, he used to come in whenever he wanted without any derech eretz, and he would disrupt the oilam. And so usually, you know, when it's a relative, so you give them, you know, hamish. Says, but it was getting to a point where it was a big disruption. So he told the gabbai that he can't come when he wants. He has to be kachol adam. He has to be like everybody else at this point. So the next time he came and he showed up and he just wanted to barge into the Rebbe's room, the Gabbai said, no, sorry, you can't come in. He says, what? The brother? He said, no, can't come. Rebbe's orders. So afterwards, when he had his turn now to see the Rebbe, he said to him, how could you treat me this way? I'm your brother. He says, the Emes is this. He says, the Gemara says, Shalif Shutfim Ba'adam, that there are three partners which make an Adam. There's the father, there's the mother, and there's the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, he gives the neshama, and the parents, they give this guf. They give the guf. But you see this guf? This is not the same guf which I had for my parents. So whatever achva, whatever brotherhood we have because of the guf which we had together, we're not brothers anymore. So al pi halacha, we're brothers. But this is not the same guf which I had for my parents. Meaning, he was mezachich himself so much, he purified his guf so much, that he couldn't say about this guf that it was the same guf which he had from his parents. It was like a different person. So he said, al pidin, you have no tainas in me that we're brothers. We're really, in a deeper place, we're not even brothers anymore. So he said. Says that by Shabbos Shuva, so he would wake up extra early to daven Shabbos Shuva. And he said the reason why is because, he says, when the Rabbanim, when they start to daven, usually you daven very late, but he'd like to daven early Shabbos Shuva. He says, because Shabbos Shuva, all the Rabbanim are making Shabbos Shuva drushes. And with all of their drushes, they're making the air so thick with all of their drushes. So I says, I daven early so that the tefillahs can go up without any disturbances for their drushes. Probably don't think that's funny. I think that's funny. So the Sar Shalom from Belz. How did he come the first time to the Strelitzker? So there was a certain Gvir that was going to go to Strelitzk. And he told the Sar Shalom, you should join me on the trip, we're going to see a big tzaddik. So he didn't really want to go, but he pushed him a lot, and he said, fine, I'll accompany you. And then he backed out, this guy, and he said, I really can't go. So Sar Shalom was like, maybe I shouldn't go, but I said I would go. So he says, okay, I'll go. I thought to myself, I'll go to the Strelitzker. When he got there, The Strelitzka was in the middle of Shemona Esrei. And he thought to himself, if he's allowed to daven Shemona Esrei behind the Strelitzka, because really you're not supposed to daven Shemona Esrei behind the Rebbe. He says, but he's really not my Rebbe. Maybe he will be my Rebbe, but maybe he's not now my Rebbe. So he decided that he would daven Shemona Esrei behind him. So afterwards, when he said Shalom to the Strelitzka, so he gave him his hand and he says, why do you have to disturb me with your machshavas? Am I a Rebbe? Am I not his Rebbe? Am I his Rebbe? Why do you have to bother me with such machshavas? Just daven Shemona Esrei. You have to think these things. It's bothering me. So as soon as he saw the Ruach HaKodesh, he said, oh, he's my Rebbe. No, he was in the middle of Shemona Esrei still, the Strelitzka. Yeah. He started after. Once there was a Yid who was a Talmud from the Zita Choyver. And he came to Strelitzk. And in Strelitzk, they were very known for their fiery tefillahs, like we mentioned before. And he showed up to the Beis Medrash early one morning. It was a Friday morning. And he came into the Beis Medrash and the Rebbe was there. So he said, oh, Rebbe, so happy to see you. So I was on my way to Zita Choyv, and I stopped off here. I hear the davening here in Strelitzk is unbelievable. He says, he looked at his watch. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning. He says, do you think that we could daven Shachris now? Because I mamash can't stay till 10. Could we daven Shachris now so that I can daven Shachris with you? So the Rebbe looked at him. And he says, okay, sure. So the Rebbe goes, wakes up all the Chassidim, all the Bnei Aliyah, he's the Vekir. Everybody come to the Beis Medrash. We're davening Shachris now, davening Shachris now. Now, it was a very hard thing for the Olam to do because they were up the whole night, Thursday night, in Avodah, with the Strelitzka, and everybody was very tired. They had probably just gone to bed, 4 o'clock, and now they had to wake up 2 hours later to daven. But the Rebbe said, so everybody comes. So they daven, it's a beautiful davening. The Chassid thanks the Rebbe, and he goes on his way. So the Chassidim say to the Rebbe, they said, why? What's going on over here? So he said, since the chassid, he came, he wanted to daven shachas with us, and I saw that when he asked me, he mamash meant it l'shem shemayim. He mamash meant it l'shem shemayim. He wasn't coming to see, to test it, was my Rebbe's davening better than this Rebbe's davening? He said, he wanted to daven with us, mamash shemayim. He mamash couldn't stay, but he wanted to see the davening in Strelitzk. He says, that's why I woke you up, because when a yid makes a request l'shem shemayim, you have to answer his request. Had he not meant l'shem shemayim, I would have turned him into a pile of bones. That he said. I have such a chutzpah to ask the Rebbe that. I would have made him into a pile of bones. I would have killed him on the spot. So he looked at him, he gave a good look. Meet l'shem shemayim. Says he meant l'shem shemayim. He gave everything up and all the chassidim up to fulfill this yid's request, l'shem shemayim. It's a very deep ma'aseh. When a yid asks l'shem shemayim, of course, that's how it works in shemayim too. He says he asked l'shem shemayim. He says he gave his request. Even though it was very hard for the deals, he gave his request. Amen.